You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, rolling along on this Wednesday, halfway through the week, and rolling along on this program. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Pat O'Keefe in for Alan, along with Bart Scott. And Bart, that could only mean one thing.
Means it's the power hour, hour. Hour. Brought to you by.
Love it. A lot of energy here for hour number three.
Middle, you know, of how you week. Get jacked up when it's time to go home almost.
Yeah, you do.
Jake got his, Jake got his jacket on right now. You don't even see it.
Good luck with that commute today. 1-800-919-3776. Talk about KD before the break. A lot more football news we want to get into also. Let's open up the phone lines for a quick one here. Let's go to Gabe in Brooklyn. Gabe, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Gabe. How you doing?
I'm all right. Listen, Kevin Durant was never the type of guy that's a leader from the time he was at OKC. He just wanted to be the type of guy that comes and ball out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why he went to Golden State, because he didn't have to be a leader. And he's not looking to be a leader. You know, he just – now the way he's talking about, he wants to come back to New York and play. Because you could tell, like, when athletes start talking a certain way, like putting certain stuff out, that's letting you know, like, yo, I wouldn't mind coming back to New York and play ball in New York. The reason he didn't ever want to be in New York before, honestly, it was because the way organization was being run, like James Dolan, how he was looking like how James Dolan was doing, like his ex-players that put their blood and sweat on the court and was, like, mistreating him and disrespecting him. You wouldn't want to play there either if you wasn't. But now he seems like the thing is changing. The organization changed. Like, it's better for the players now, whatever. They're getting the respect or whatever. I think he would like to come back to New York and play. But he was never a leader. You can't make a guy be a leader that wasn't born that's not willing to be a leader. You got to accept him for what he is.
Yeah, you got to have an alpha male. The only problem is the leader that he chose to follow was Kyrie, and that's the wrong guy to follow as well. So that's the tough part.
Leadership, lack thereof, and – decision-making. Those are, you know, the two biggest downfalls of Durant. I mean, the easiest way to put it is he was playing with Stephen Curry, and he chose to leave Curry and go play with Kyrie Irving. That's not exactly a model for a smooth business decision. And then the other thing is the Knicks now are different than the Knicks, clearly, of 2019. The Knicks now are different from the Knicks of 2 years ago, when Durant was at an age where I think it would have made sense if he were interested in coming here for the Knicks to look into bringing him in. But between his age and where the Knicks are and what the Knicks are as a team, I just don't see that as the best fit for the Knicks right
but
now.
But if the Knicks were looking for LeBron James possibly bringing back, Kevin Durant is every bit of what LeBron James is, because his game doesn't age. He's going to continue to play well into, I think he got 3 or 4 more years of playing at a high level, because he's so skilled and he's so smart and he's so tall. He's a point center, basically. He can play four, and I think we have to give him credit for his improved defense that he learned and developed when he went to Golden State. And, you know, I can see him like it. Now, LeBron probably has a greater chance of coming back, because I don't know how Phoenix, after what they gave up, let him get out of there, and what the Knicks would have to give up to get Kevin Durant. But, you know, I wouldn't if I had a chance to get Kevin Durant and still keep, you know, Brunson and some of the young talent and give up, you know, picks and acquisitions, and I definitely would do that.
We'll see how it plays out over the next few months. The Knicks, here's the thing. The Knicks certainly do have the ability to do that, you know, just in terms of their assets and the contracts that they have on their roster right now. But the timing is, I don't think it's coincidental, and especially he's being fed these questions by his agent, business partner, right, slash agent slash manager. So this entire thing was just choreographed and scripted to get the attention of the Knicks. Like, hey, I'm still out here and I'm still a possibility. But again, would he Would he work in New York? Would he fit in New York? Yes. Oh, the answer is yes. Yeah. Yes.
But he loves it here, too. He loves to live here.
Would he work as well as he would have worked here 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think you get rid of Randall and open up that spot for him.
Yeah,
that
type of shooting. Yeah.
But, you know, you look at it, too, like the owner of this Suns, I forget his name, but he's from Detroit.
Matt Ishbia.
Yeah, Matt Ishbia. Does he pull a Cohen where he went all in, spent all his money, went crazy, and realized, no, you can't just buy a championship. We need to slow down a little bit and push the reset button.
Yeah, he also gave up all of those assets to the Nets to bring in Durant last season. So if he turns around 1 year later, he's going to want at least that much in return. Because this is a guy in his 40s who is one of the richest guys in the country and at that age owns an NBA team. You know, he's not historically in the position where he's kind of getting, you know, fleeced or taken advantage of in business deals.
But he's still also a guy that has time to wait, where guys like Cohen are old and they could have panicked, but you still can kind of start over and say, okay, let's build it the right way for sustained success. We tried to win real quick. Bill wasn't the guy. We can't get out of this contract. Nobody's going to take Bill. You can't trade Bill anywhere. Anything you get rid of when you go all in and realize that it's not going to work, it's always going to be 60 cents or 70 cents on the dollar, right? That's just how it works, right? Because everybody knows that it ain't working out. And, you know, if Bill's hurt again, or, you know, Devin Booker's the most valuable thing that they own. So nobody's going to ask you. They're not calling and say, hey, what it take for Bill? They saying what it take for Devin Booker. So it'd be interesting. Like, if this doesn't work out, because it looks like the Clippers, if Clippers can stay healthy, you know, I know they got to pay Paul George maybe next year, but it's opportunities.
Well, the bottom line is this. He sees that the clock is ticking on his career. He's 35 years old. He has probably two or three good years left. I mean, he was an MVP candidate the first 30 games of this season and was leading the NBA in three-point shooting at nearly 50%.
See, I say he can play as LeBron 6'39", he's still playing high. Then I think like Kevin Durant is made of the same stuff and it has a greater skill set than LeBron. So that's 4 years. Who wouldn't sign up for taking anybody for four years?
Well, conservatively thinking, I'll say two or three. But you could be right. But I'm not willing to go to a fourth year right now at the age of 35 because he's had the Achilles and he's had, you know, last year the injury that forced him out after the Nets were on that 18-2 run. He has things pop up all the time. The guy got freaking hurt in a layup line in his first game in Phoenix last season and missed a couple of weeks.
Hey, man,
that's
because he was wearing some of those big baller brand shoes.
Yes. They still have those? There must be a warehouse full of those.
No, they're being sued. I tell you what, I can appreciate, you know, LeVar Ball. Because he made a lot of noise, much like Serena's dad, made a lot of noise like Tiger's dad, but when his kids got to the league, he shut up and disappeared. And so he made all this noise to get his kids' attention. His kids have lived up to expectations, if not exceeded expectations. They weren't busts. Even LiAngelo can play internationally. So LaMelo,
Lonzo.
And the youngest one,
LiAngelo
has the ability to maybe if he wasn't hurt all the time to be the face of the American face for the NBA. He's just in the wrong place. There's no way he should have went to Charlotte.
Well, that wasn't his fault. He got drafted by them. He could have gone to Golden State. They had the number 2 pick and they picked James Wiseman instead of him.
Yeah, crazy.
And that screwed both of them up. Now I agree with you because LaMelo's a good player. And Lonzo, his biggest problem was his knee injury, which looks like it might be degenerative, and he might not be able to play again. But those guys, LeVar was right. Those guys could play. But back to Durant. He is looking now for, you know, an opportunity to kind of like, you know, shape the narrative of his career. Because as he has shown in, you know, clapping back at criticism on Twitter, he kind of buys into that a little. He feeds into that a little. It clearly bothers him, and he lets it show that it bothers him. And this is all part of him trying to develop this narrative through the platform that he and Kleiman have, you know, developed together, this production company. A lot of people look like they want to weigh in on this. 1-800-919-3776. So why don't we open the phone lines back up, Bart? Let's go to Ernest in Brooklyn. Ernest, what's going on?
Hey, Ernest, don't hit, don't back up too far. Stop. Stop, Ernest. You was about to hit it, man.
What?
You weren't backing up?
Shoot, you can see that?
Yeah,
you can see that?
Hey, man, we all know what the backup beep sound like, man. That thing was going off like a fire drill.
I'm very disappointed in Kevin Durant. First of all, when he was with KC, I think he should have read it back one more year with where he was at, only because they was up 3-1. They gave it away. Two, Kyrie Irving was a cancer. When he left, I feel I'm a Net fan. He could have stayed with us, and we could have worked around him because Kyrie was the problem. Once he was gone, I don't understand why he wanted to leave. Because
you don't want to be stuck with Ben Simmons. Ernest, you don't want to be stuck with Ben Simmons. That's why.
Yeah, well, that's true. Because I wouldn't trade him for a bag of balls. That's how I'm disgusted with him. I wouldn't trade him for a bag of balls.
Yeah, man, you got to do it with a bad back like Larry Bird in his 16th year, and he got the yips. It's not a bad
guy. I think it's we have to, and Kevin has to start accepting the real possibility that like this is his career, and if you look at the story of his career, it's the MVP, it's the scoring titles, it's the going to Golden State and performing really well and winning the NBA Finals and back-to-back championships. It's the Achilles injury in the finals that cost them a third straight title. It's, you know, kind of recovering from that in Brooklyn and once again becoming one of the top players in the game. But it's also one who the second half of his career has been incredibly tumultuous. And most of that is because it's self-inflicted. It's because of decisions that he and his team have made regarding his career.
You know what's crazy? Like, okay, this is by far, no matter how many championships Durant wins, it's going to always be looked at as the LeBron James era, right? Because of all the scoring, the longevity, him never really having the injuries that Kevin Durant had. Remember where Kevin Durant would be if he wouldn't have had the hurt foot his rookie year and if he had missed a 2 or 3 seasons from the Achilles. Like where he would be on the leaderboard as far as scoring, rebounds, wins, and all that stuff, right? And then we noticed the Steph Curry kind of era as well, right? But second question, right? Who do you think is going to have the better legacy when it's all said and done? Kevin Durant or Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard.
That was quick. You think Kawhi Leonard is going to be remembered as the better winner slash basketball player? You think he's going to win the title?
I think he's going to be remembered as the better winner.
He's the guy. He's the face of load management.
Yeah, he's not perfect. we just went through every contender for the NBA championship, and we also found that there is no perfect scenario or situation out there. I think it's Kawhi Leonard because I'll list the teams in the players in the NBA who have been the top player, not the best player in a particular series, not the most valuable player in that 7 or 6 game series, but the top player, the number one guy on a championship team. And that list includes Jokic. That list includes LeBron James.
You can't Kevin Durant.
It doesn't include Kevin Durant. He was not the top guy.
He was the best team on
he
that.
He wasn't the top guy on that team. He
was the best team on that Golden State team.
In those series, he was the best in those finals because his game fit in perfectly and they allowed him to flourish because they didn't care about that kind of stuff. Curry didn't care about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he did. That's why Curry had to win one. That's why the one he said was the last one they got was his favorite one, because everybody knew that Kevin Durant had won those other two.
Well, he still
LeBron,
wanted to win
LeBron,
one.
LeBron couldn't match up with what KD brought to the table.
You can't fault him for wanting to win one after Durant left. Every athlete would want to do that. That's not because it didn't bother him in the moment, not the way that he accepted Durant and, you know, catered is too strong of a word, but
well, he knew he needed Durant because he knew that Iguodala wasn't getting away with that on LeBron with Iggy again. You weren't getting away with that, and then he needed a hired gun, also somebody that would make LeBron work and make it difficult for them. He was the best player on the court for those two championships, and he was the best player on that team, in my opinion. But I'll give you that.
The best player on the court for those championships. There's a difference between the best player and the top guy in a franchise. Curry, from 2014, probably before that on, was the top guy in Golden State, no matter who came. If LeBron came this year, you know, the second best player of all time, maybe. Some people think the best. If he came to Golden State this year, he still wouldn't be the top player because it's Stephen Curry's team. That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between, you know, Iguodala.
So when LeBron James went to Miami, it was Dwayne Wade's team, but LeBron James was the best player.
LeBron James, it was his team. In fact,
Flash had already won a championship with Miami.
Yeah, he wasn't the best. Oh, here's another one of my things. player in 06.
He wasn't
the best player in 06.
So you think Steph Curry, the years that Durant was there, was a better player than Durant?
He was the best. No, what I'm saying is there's a difference between the best player and the top player. Curry was the top player, the face of the franchise, unquestionably. That's what I'm saying. And Dwayne Wade, LeBron's first year when they lost to Dallas, Dwayne Wade, I thought, would not cede control to LeBron James that first year. And there was too much uncertainty and friction, and it cost them a championship that year. And it was the second year when Wade finally took a step back, allowing LeBron to feel more comfortable of stepping into the role that he should have had the moment he got there. Because here's the difference. The difference between LeBron James and Dwayne Wade then was far greater than the difference between Kevin Durant and Stephen Curry. Here's the thing. If you put Durant and Steph Curry, just basketball playing ability, if you put them in a vacuum, yes, Kevin Durant is the better basketball player. But that's not what we're talking about here.
Okay.
I went off on like six different tangents. I'm not even sure where we started that conversation.
We started on Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant.
We did. Okay. Thank you. Kawhi Leonard has been the top player on a championship team. He went to a franchise that had never won a championship, and they won the championship because of him. Durant cannot say that. LeBron's the only other guy who could say that in the NBA right now.
But if he wins in Phoenix, then he'll be a guy that, you know, brought a first championship to a team.
If he wins in Phoenix, this is a completely different conversation. I agree with you.
We're projecting.
Let's circle back in the summer.
Yeah, we're forecasting.
All right, looks like this is getting some people's attention. So we'll step aside for a quick break here, and we'll open the phone lines back up. 1-800-919-3776. Barton Hahn on 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Pat O'Keefe with Bart Scott here on 98.7 ESPN New York. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Tullamore Dew. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. The phone calls lighting up. Let's go to Dylan in Middletown. Dylan, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Dylan. How you doing?
Great, man. Thank you for taking the call. Big fan of the show. Bart, thank you for giving me my only happiness as a Jets fan in the past, actually my entire life. So appreciate that. So I want to talk. I'm a New York guy. I grew up here. Been a Suns fan my whole life, right? I'm hearing all this. I've always heard that, Devin Booker to the Knicks, now Kevin Durant maybe. The Suns were in the finals only a couple of years ago. This new owner came in. He's gotten rid of all these young assets, these future draft picks to stack this team up to what could be a title contender. They're not performing at the right level right now because there's been so many injuries, but for the next 2 or 3 years, I don't see any of these guys going anywhere. Unless the haul is ridiculous, I don't see Kevin Durant ever leaving this team unless he forces his way out, which from the looks of it, I don't think he's going to.
Yeah, but could Devin Booker force his way out saying, hey, man, I'm not putting up with this. I'm young. I want to go to a big market. We know the connection with the Knicks and, Kentucky and, in the agency and all that stuff. So could he get fed up and say, you know what, I'm not standing around and wasting my prime with Kevin Durant, who's older, and Bill, who's not the right star, and we have no depth, so I want to get out of here. And y'all can get a haul for me from somebody else, like the Knicks, who have a lot of assets, or hell, who knows, maybe OKC. I don't see anybody want to leave Phoenix, go live in OKC, but, that can be something because Shea Gilley and that roster is deep, and they have like 1,000 they got like 1,000 first-round draft picks.
They're going to have to trade for someone who has a few more years under control before coming there because it's too risky of a proposition for OKC to trade for somebody in the last year of his contract and risk him walking somewhere else without the assurances that he would stay. That's the problem with being in Oklahoma City, unfortunately. Let's take this call. Let's go to Alan in Uniondale. Alan, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up? Yep.
Ain't not much. It's been a minute, but I haven't called in a while, man. Used to be in the money truck, but switch professions for a little bit. But yeah. Shout out to the company.
Okay.
But yeah, yo, Pat O'Keefe, man, you wildin', bro. How you gonna say Dwayne Wade wasn't the best player in the 06 finals?
Was not in the finals, yes. On that Miami Heat team, he was not.
He averaged 35 in
yes,
the finals.
He did.
Shaq only put up Shaq, the highest points he put up was 18 in the finals. 18. I mean, probably the whole season, whatever, but doesn't it matter? The finals matter most? Like, seriously. And we know that Dirk won the MVP. It didn't matter because Wade won the finals MVP and got the ring. That's what I wanted to say. Correct you on that because you said he wasn't the best player.
He was not. Alan, the gravitational
finals.
Pull.
I understand. Finals so, MVP.
So Andre Iguodala MVP. Was the best player the on the 2016 Warriors? Cedric Maxwell was the best player in the 1981 Celtics.
MVP. Aren't you the best player in the finals? I'm just saying.
In the finals, but that's not what I said. I said he wasn't the best player on the 2005-2006 Miami Heat.
Who
it was? Shaquille O'Neal.
You think Shaquille O'Neal wasn't the player that he was like in with the Lakers? He
during
went there.
The regular season, but when it mattered.
Shaquille O'Neal's gravitational pull allowed Dwayne Wade to have the finals that he had. That was the philosophy of the Heat.
Okay.
And that and questionable and more than questionable
he named
officiating
Flash.
Led to that.
Listen, LeBron James, Shaq conceded that, hey, this guy is a special talent. Let me slide over and let him be. He did what he wouldn't do for Kobe. He allowed him to be the best player and saying, I'm not going to dominate the basketball. We need to get ball in this guy's hands.
Yeah, because he was threatened by Kobe because Kobe, you could actually make a legitimate argument, was as good as Shaq. There was no point in their careers where Dwayne Wade was on the level of Shaquille O'Neal. Dwayne Wade has never been, and I go back to this all the time, that list of top guys on a championship team, Dwayne Wade is not on it. He
you
won three
Dwayne,
rings.
You call him Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, man.
Jimmy Butler doesn't even have a ring.
But you're basically saying he's
Jimmy
a
Butler.
Star.
Hey,
he
hey,
wasn't a superstar.
If you want to take this a step further, Jimmy Butler's actually been the top guy on a Miami Heat team that's gotten to the finals. If you really want to take it a step
but further. But they didn't win it.
That's really. I'm just saying. That's really going to tick off Allen and Uniondale. Listen, Shaq could have done more. He didn't need to do more at that point. Shaq should have been the MVP the year before.
Shaq didn't have the gas in the tank to do that anymore on a consistent basis. He needed that young – like,
yeah, he did.
Like young Thundercat to be able to do his
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, he could have done it by himself. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that over the course of that season, the reason why they were in position to get to the finals and win the finals was because Shaquille O'Neal, number one, and Dwayne Wade, number two. And Shaq, and by the way, their brilliant head coach, Pat Riley, recognized by the end that this is the way that this is going to go to get us home. And that's what happened. They were down 2-0 in that series. They let Dwayne Wade cook. He took advantage of some really questionable officiating in that series. He shot – how many free throws did he shoot?
Look, you're sitting there like you remember like it was yesterday. Like, you don't give me what the stats are saying. Give me what you feel as if you were there.
At the time, I thought the officiating was abominable. I thought that the Dallas Mavericks were robbed of a championship because of the officiating. That's what I felt at the time. And I still feel – I mean, I'm going to look up how many free throws did he shoot in that series? I don't know if I can find that number right here. Anyway. Here we go. They're lining up for me, Bart. Let's go to let's let Jose in Brooklyn chime in. What's up, Jose?
Hey, Pat, Bart. Shout out to the company. I'm laughing because that is, you know, the all time, you know, Pat O'Keefe take right there where he tries to, you know, critique Dwayne Wade. It's hilarious. But, you know, the thing is, you know, my issue with Kevin Durant, because that was the reason that I called in, is because you can clearly tell when, you know, Bart, we've had these, you know, all of us guys had these situations in the past where, you know, there's that girl that got away and, you know, then that girl ends up, you know, becoming bad and you're kind of just like, yeah, I kind of messed up.
You mean like Marcus Houston dating Beyonce and then shunning her and not being
there
loyal to her and then watching Jay-Z get those buns?
I think that's exactly what he means, yes.
Exactly. So, and that's kind of what, you know, Kevin Durant is going on with the Knicks. You know, he sees that the Knicks pretty much elevated themselves way beyond what they thought with just the Jalen Brunson. And then he's like, wow. Man, I like that could have been fun, but you know what? But he's just trying to still play it cool where he is. And my issue with Durant was always been like there's always something wrong with him. Whether it, you know, the OKC media is too critical, they have to resend a full page article to pretty much make him feel nice. Whether he doesn't want that confrontation with Westbrook, so he decides to leave Westbrook, you know, stranded and goes to the Golden State Warrior situation, where Golden State clearly wants to treat him as the main franchise piece. But since, you know, the negative Twitter trolls are getting on his nerves because, you know, they're saying that it's Steph Curry's team, he decides to, you know, opt in with a worse teammate in Kyrie Irving and go with the Brooklyn experiment. And then and the problem is when we're going in there and comparing him to a LeBron and comparing him to, you know, other greats, it just doesn't match up. And that's kind of why, you know, Pat O'Keefe thinks that, you know, Kawhi Leonard, who did go by himself to Toronto with just himself and win a title. So
hold on, let's not act like Kawhi is not without his warts as well. He sat down, definitely. He was healthy scratches. He refused to play for San Antonio, forced his way out too. So let's not act like he's without saying he went there as a hired gun for Toronto just because he was running from San Antonio. So let's not act like he doesn't have his warts as well.
He absolutely does.
Thank you, guys. That was all the point I wanted to say, and I do agree with you, Bart. It is true. Kawhi has his warts. It's just from a situational standpoint, people remember these stories and they just remember.
But who's the better player, Kawhi or Kevin Durant?
I think skill-wise, Kawhi is a better player, but from a production
skill-wise,
standpoint, I mean, no.
Well, you mean two-way? Durant, you mean two-way player-wise?
Kevin Durant's a better player.
Skill-wise, Durant is a better player. My apologies. Skill-wise, Durant's a better player, but I think Kawhi, from an overall production standpoint, people are going to take Kawhi's career more than Kevin Durant.
They both got the same amount of titles. One has an MVP. I don't see where it's a big discrepancy, but, you know, that's why I brought it up, because I thought it was closer than people think. Which one wins a championship?
As the lead guy.
What the hell does that mean?
I mean, who's the guy on the team?
Because you can say Devin Booker. Devin Booker can be the lead guy.
Like, yeah, but everything's in historical context, though. It's hard to go into.
He's playing with two MVPs, too, by the way. Kawhi is.
Who is?
Kawhi's playing with two MVPs.
Oh yeah, Russ. Yeah, you're right. Well,
one and a half. And
well, yeah, I know Harden, but Russell's the one I had to think about. I was only thinking about the starting five. One's coming off the
bench. You mean our modern day Oscar Robinson?
Who, Russ?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, hey, listen, put him in the All-Star game next year. He'll play hard. He'll get the MVP too. And he wouldn't let Damian Lillard shoot 23 wide open three pointers.
Yeah, he might have got a flagrant foul. He the only person that we know can get a for him. He can get a flagrant foul in an All-Star game.
Do you remember the All-Star game of 2020? I referred to this earlier this week. The last time it was competitive when they had the first Elam ending. And I remember in like the fourth quarter, it happened definitely once and maybe twice. Kyle Lowry, first of all, that's not that long ago. So Kyle Lowry being out on the court in crunch time of an All-Star game is something. He took, I think, one or two charges in that All-Star game in the fourth quarter.
That's so Villanova.
It sure is. Let's go
I can't
to
wait
Doughboy.
To see him and Pat Beverly. I can't wait to see him and Pat Beverly go at it.
There you go. Let's go to Doughboy in Queens. What's up, Doughboy?
How you doing, Pat? I'm glad you just said what you said about Dame, because I wanted to call. Oh, my fault, boy. You know I love this show. I ride with y'all all the way down. I even love your comment about grabbing on about that little incident about grabbing your woman.
Yeah.
I'm with you 1,000%, brother.
Yeah, right. Grab it right if I'm going to cut right. that ass.
But yesterday, I had a problem with Pat because I called in, but I had to do something. You why you don't like Damon Dollar? You take shots to him all day yesterday, and just a while ago you just did it again. I'm glad you did it. And now you say Dwayne Wade wasn't elite. The engine took Miami to the championship. Are you serious?
Yeah, I think he got some Shinola on his cup. You know he had the crib, right?
I think him and what's his name
Tannenbaum
hanging out. What's the name? What used to be the Jets, GM? Coming out with these crazy things. I think y'all at the same restaurant eating together. Something going on.
Listen,
they eating that rare blowfish. You know what I'm saying? And I think a little poison's getting in their head.
Said Dwayne Wade. Shaq told you he took a backseat. Flash became Flash. If you remember that finals, they was up 2-0. They was about to get swept, and what's the name hit that 3-pointer and looked back at the crowd and started laughing. And they was up by 16. And Pat Riley called the timeout and said to them, "It's now or never." And Dwayne Wade took over. You just see him glow. He looked like the closest thing to Michael Jordan in that series. If you go back and watch it,
they refed him like he was Michael Jordan in that series.
Are you saying he started look like Bruce Leroy? He started getting the glow.
You know what I'm talking. If you remember that timeout, he hit the 3-pointer. He looked back at the crowd. They looked back at the crowd. I think they was about 14 or 15. And Pat Riley called the timeout and said, "It's now or never. If we go down 3, we're not getting this chip." And Dwayne Wade took over. He looked like Leroy, like you.
Doughboy, hang on. I want to ask you a question. Don't go away.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. You seem like you know a modicum of basketball. So let me ask you this question.
First of all, you can't be using all these college words. Most people here either got an associate's degree like me or a high school degree. You can't be using all these big words talking over our head. Don't try and confuse us with all these fancy words.
Boy, he's trying to top shelf me now. Uh-huh. Hit me with it.
Man, we want some SoCo. Give us the SoCo.
2006 finals. 2006 finals. The Miami Heat need a shot. Whose hands does Pat Riley put the ball in?
A shot?
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade.
Okay. 2021 finals, all right? It was the Bucks, and it was against the Suns. Throughout the playoffs, when the Bucks played the Nets in that 7-game series in Brooklyn, and then in the NBA finals, tight games throughout. Milwaukee needs a shot. They need somebody to create and come up with a shot. Whose hands did Mike Budenholzer put the ball in?
Well, that's not fair because you're changing the goal.
They changed the argument, man. Quit playing.
No, your argument is that Dwayne Wade was the best player because he got the biggest shots.
Chris Middleton did
the same thing for the Bucks.
Hold on. I got him, boy. Because you're going to say Greg Friedman is the best player, but they didn't give the ball to him, right? That's what you were going to tell me. Right?
That's what happened. I'm not going to tell you that.
I'm telling you because it happened. But it's a difference because he's not that kind of player. So you wouldn't give him that shot. You go to what
neither was Shaq.
You don't want Shaq to get fouled anyway because he can't shoot free throws.
Correct, but he was still the most dominant force on the floor.
Do you know who was the? Let me ask you something. Go back to that final. What big man ended that game for Houston? For Miami. It was Alonzo Mourning was the ending of that. Shaq wasn't even in the fourth quarter that much. If you go back and watch that series, my brother. I got him, Bart. Right,
you know,
hold
on. First of all, Pat, when a brother call you brother, that's like a period exclamation point. Like that's he mean that.
Internet. Ask who ended that series. It was Elijah Mourning, and then he was flexing his muscles. He ended it. Shaq wasn't even on the floor. Okay, answer that to me.
Listen
okay,
to me.
I'm dropping the mic. Your boy, I love
all right, you
brother.
Drop the mic, Doughboy.
City boys up, Doughboy. City boys up.
Listen to me. My comment is that the totality of the 05-06 Heat, Shaquille O'Neal was the most important player on the team. By the end of the year, Dwayne Wade had surpassed him. Therefore, he was the NBA Finals MVP because he performed the best in the six games of those finals. But Shaq was the most. The year before that season, Shaq, everybody's telling me Shaq was out of gas and had nothing left. The year before, he should have been the MVP. That was the year they gave the MVP to Steve Nash, and Shaq jokingly congratulated all the Canadians. Shaq was still at the top of the sport just the year before. He was the most important player on that team.
Like can happen in 365 days, yeah. Baby, especially when you got an eating problem.
Listen, I stand by it. All right. Dwayne Wade was awesome number two in 06, in 12, and in 13. All right, we got a couple more minutes to go. We'll take a quick break here.
Let's see how many more people you can piss off in 17 minutes.
Let's do our best. So we'll get this break in and come back and fire through it on ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You struck a nerve with Gabrielle Union's husband.
Yeah, don't mess with him. First, I want to let you know this portion of the show is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. A couple more minutes together before the K-Show comes your way, top of the hour. Let's go to Anthony in Ridgewood. Anthony, what's up? Anthony, are
hey,
you
how
there?
You doing?
What's up, man?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, you really struck a nerve, man. This is a guy who got into basketball because of 2006 Dwayne Wade. And really, there's no rational, statistical argument or emotional argument to actually put forth to suggest that Shaquille O'Neal was the best player on that team. Shaquille O'Neal in the regular season played 58 games. The advanced metrics, PER, win shares, all in Dwayne Wade's favor. Dwayne Wade averaged 29 points a game in the finals. Are you kidding me? Pat Riley recently was on record saying that during that run, Dwayne Wade was the best player on the planet. So I don't understand your argument that they wouldn't have the ball in his hands in crunch time. It's contrary to what we actually saw and what the stats back up.
No, they did have the ball in Dwayne Wade's hand at crunch time.
Yeah, because he was the alpha on that team. He
was
the best
role,
player.
His role on that team was to create shots when you needed a shot. You weren't going to put the ball in Shaq's hand and have him create shots. At that point in his career, that wasn't his role.
No, you said he was the diesel. So, like, if he was the diesel, you could put the ball in his hands. He's going to draw a foul or he's going to get the basket.
They were still focusing all of their defensive attention on him inside, allowing D-Wade to run wild on the outside. It's a team effort. It's a team sport.
See, when you poke the bear – this is what happens. You poke the bear, and these people, they got their research, right? Because you understand, it's a Dwayne Wade defender everywhere.
That guy said Dwayne Wade averaged 29 a game in the finals. He averaged 34.7 in the finals.
Well, it don't matter. He took the under.
take that for data. Let's go to Xavier in Brooklyn. Xavier, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Pat? Just quick statement. Bart, you and Alan are the man. Love listening to you guys. It's like you guys are like two guys you could grab a beer and just talk sports with.
I appreciate it. I don't drink beer, but I'll drink that banana cone.
Hold on a second. I guarantee you I could drink more beer than either Bart or Alan.
Yeah, but you can't drink more liquor than me.
Well, that's because Bart is in shape.
He said grab a beer. Yeah, Bart is in shape.
Yeah, we won't drink some liquor. We can get busy with some liquor now. I'm Ned the Wino.
Oh, I'm down with that. We do clear liquor too.
What's up, Xavier? What do you got?
But I just wanted a quick statement to you, Pat. I've never seen I've never heard a radio host get bodied and sunned as much as you did by Doughboy. That statement just got him, just owned it completely.
Yeah, son. Take that, B. Hit you with the stats, son.
I don't even know how to respond.
Listen, go back to Pro Basketball Reference. Go back to Wikipedia. Go back and go find and get some more stats and come back tomorrow on your day off and come back and fight it.
Look at you piling on now, jumping off the top rope. Listen, when you know, you know.
I'm just an agitator.
When you know. The Heat don't win that 2006 NBA championship without Shaquille O'Neal or without the officials. It's just a fact of watching it in the time and, you know, overtime that is. That's
nobody a wins a championship with just one player. Of course, you're right. Like, yeah. Of course they needed the
Shaquille
Diesel.
O'Neal
he was a major contributor. And neither does LeBrick James win a championship without Chris Bosh. It works. It's all the same.
Or Kyrie Irving. I understand, but there's a pecking order on every team, Bart. It was LeBron, and it was Dwayne Wade.
It was the lead dog.
It was not. In the finals, yes. But on the entirety of the team and the season, Dwayne Wade was in his second year in the NBA, all right? By the end of the year, had he taken over as, you know, the better offensive option? Absolutely.
Only took him 2 years.
Yeah, because he had Shaquille O'Neal next to him from the start.
Didn't Dwayne Wade win some more championships?
He did with LeBron James. Where he was also the number two option on that team. Anyway. All right. Well.
He's gonna use you in this. He's going to go back to the Hall of Fame and quote you in
this
speech.
Listen, I've had this thing. Dwayne Wade has done a wonderful job over his post-retirement career and his late career.
Horrible dresser, though.
Listen to me. Kevin Durant should actually take a lesson from Dwayne Wade because Wade has done a fantastic job of changing the narrative of what his career actually was. Whereas Kevin Durant was a better player than Dwayne Wade, but I swear to God, if you ask the people who called us today, they probably think Dwayne Wade had a better career than Kevin Durant.
They didn't say that. Don't deflect on our peoples.
The messaging is the biggest problem for Kevin Durant, whereas Dwayne Wade, the best part of his game was the messaging. He'd have you believe he's a Nostradamus Michael Jordan.
He's more commercial. His wife gets him in commercials.
Well, there you go.
See?
And Kevin Durant sitting there in front of the fire with Rich Kleiman trying to get the Knicks to pay attention and cash in their picks in the offseason. All right, it's been fun. We got Ty Butler to hang out with tomorrow. Tom and Jacob, thanks a lot, all the callers. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.